Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I think we need to discuss hope. Because from Star Wars to relationships to politics to religion to pretty much everything in between, a lot of people hope that their life will improve. They hope that they'll get the things that they want. The word hope is used so much. It's used to the point where I want to ask you a question. Do you believe hope can be a hazard or that it is a hazard? I think that there's a duality to hoping and the hope strategy that leads a lot of people to want a lot and get even less. I don't know about you, my friends, and I would love to hear what you have to say on this fact. Throughout my relatively short life, I've had to work very hard to get to things that I want, number one. And number two, I've had to define goals in my life, ones that I have reached and ones that I am currently still going after. All of us have goals like this. We have aspirations, dreams, whatever you want to call them. We have things we want to do. And a lot of people say, oh, I hope I'll lose weight, or I hope I'll make $1 million, or I hope I'll find the girl of my dreams. And using that type of language makes it seem like it's outside of your control. Like some mystic force, God, the force, whatever is going to just show up and give you this because you asked for it. Yet that's not how the world works. And to me, this is the most damaging part, is it almost makes you say, oh, don't worry, I'm just going to get it in a roundabout way. Instead of defining exactly what you want, how you're going to get it, what sacrifices you're going to make, a lot of people just use the hope strategy. They say, oh, well, I hope this happens. Meanwhile, they're not making sacrifices. They're not trying to get out there and actually achieve that goal with sincerity. One of the most important things that anybody will ever encounter in their life is relationships, both with God and with girls as a man. And let me tell you, some of these women out here, some of them I've met, they crazy. They cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You ever seen that old commercial from like the 2000s? They cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man. Now, and there are also some women who, they're not unicorns, don't get it twisted. They just make it work. They make sacrifices to make this work. Whether it's their high school sweethearts, and they stay married and they have kids, they don't cheat. Those aren't unicorns. Those are just sacrifices. They're making sacrifices for that relationship. The whole idea and notion of unicorns is based on the hope strategy. I hope I find someone who's different. I hope that I can make things work regardless of what happens. And that is extremely dangerous. It's dangerous because not only does it set your expectations to not from the reality setting to the fantasy setting, but it also creates within yourself a resentment towards the world and yourself if you don't get this fictional thing that was never meant to be obtained in the first place. See, a lot of us, we grew up on Disney, we grew up on Time Warner, we grew up on these cartoons, these stories that are actually based off of real fairy tales that are ancient, but they have a twist to them. Instead of the ending that's supposed to be teaching you a lesson, they have the happily ever after. They have this fake notion that leads people to hope, oh, I want true love. I hope that I find this forever person. I hope I have a partner. Ugh. The word itself just makes me, it makes me shudder and gives me chills. Because it's all based on a lie. A lie! The lie that damages you. My friends, hope can be great. One of my favorite lines from The Hunger Games is when President Snow is talking to the game maker Seneca Crane, and they're in the garden, they're picking roses. And he says, everybody likes an underdog, the game maker. And President Snow says, I don't. And he says, why? And he grabs a rose and he says, a little bit of hope is effective. It keeps them in order. It keeps them aligned. It keeps them from rebelling. Too much hope can be dangerous. And I think he's right. I really do. I don't find myself agreeing with dictators very often. But when I do, it's interesting. Because hope is one of these things that people use as a way to have desires and justify their unrealistic expectations. Instead of breaking it down to a science and saying, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to sacrifice. Here's how long it's going to take. I've written it down. I'm working towards it every day. I'm thinking about it every day. I'm trying to improve. I'm trying to get there. They just make it seem like, oh, you know, it'd be nice if it happened, you know, at some point and whatnot. And in doing so, they don't create opportunity for themselves. This is all part of the normie thinking that we talk about on the show almost every day. The normie thinking, the stuff that we naturally have a leaning towards, I'm not immune to either. I'm not immune to the normie tendencies because I was programmed with them since I was a kid. By parents, by teachers, by religious leaders, by politicians, by friends, by other family members. I mean, you name it. And it's not meant to necessarily be insidious. It's meant to slowly influence you to the point where you don't ask these hard questions of, is hope dangerous? Will hope sabotage me? Or can it be a hazard to reaching my goals? And the answer is it can if you are not careful. You know, one of the things about medicine that I find fascinating, my friends, is when you really break down medicine, it's all burn, cut, and poison. But you want to burn, cut, and poison the bacteria, the viruses. You want to get rid of the dead weight. You want to get rid of the foreign invaders. But it's still burn, cut, and poison. You just don't want to burn, cut, and poison the healthy cells, the cells that you want there. And when you look at it very closely, we have to have the same mentality with hope. It can be dangerous. Hope can be, if we don't use hope in the right way, if we don't use our desire, our longings for something better in a productive and realistic fashion, it can be used to make us seem like we can't do what we want. We're not going to ever get what we want. We can't achieve our dreams. That's what we're going to think. Because it doesn't happen in the timing we want, the way we want, because we are not willing to sacrifice certain things in our life because we want to have it all. Huge misnomer. Huge problem, by the way. We oftentimes, we're trying to put our hand in the cookie jar and take out all the cookies and we can't get our hand out of the jar. And we just hope that if we keep trying, it'll happen. No. The definition of insanity I once had described to me was doing the same thing over and over again in the same way and expecting a different result. That's how I had insanity described to me. What do you think? Do you think it's insane to try the same thing over and over again in the same way and expect a different result? I think there's an element of that. I think a lot of people would sooner give up than to continue to try over and over again in a different way. And my friends, I've said this before, but if you listen to this show, you're not normal. Normal people, first of all, the idea of normal is kind of a deception, if you really think about it, because what is normal? But we're getting down the wrong track here. We're not talking about normies, not in extreme detail today, because they're the ones that hope about everything. They hope that the right person gets an office. They hope they get their dream body. They hope they get their dream job. They hope they get their dream soulmate. They hope and they pray and they don't actually make rules. Like, you ever hear some of these women and some of these men on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook who talk about, oh, I'm deserving of love. I'm deserving of my soulmate. Meanwhile, they're overweight. Meanwhile, they're unproductive. Meanwhile, they're unpleasant. Meanwhile, they are not putting out what they expect to get in return. They're just not. But they're sitting there and saying, if I just say I deserve it, if I might just hope just enough, then I'll get what I want. See how stupid that is? You see how delusional that is? I hope you do. Because it's one thing to have a desire and then be willing to make appropriate, dedicated, and detailed sacrifices to get there. And it's another to just say, yeah, you know, I want $1 million and I don't know how to get it, but like, I'm going to make it happen and I hope it happens. What the hell is that, man? I want to be a billionaire and I'm making steps towards that direction. I am paying my price up front with trying to be an independent contractor, working off of commissions, doing my own thing, going against the grain up front, not on the back end, up front, up front. See, my friends, there is a price to be paid on the toll on which you want to ride the car of life down. But the road is not often as traveled because the toll can cost you everything. You know, one of my favorite villains of all time, and I'm kind of a nerd, so I like to read, I like to watch, I like to observe. One of my favorite villains is Thanos. The reason being is because he was a villain who was making active sacrifices and was the hero of his own story. At the end of Infinity War, he talks about how there's a scene where after the infamous snap happens, he's inside the Soul Stone, and he sees Gamora as a little girl when he first met her. And he's like, daughter? And she turns around and she says, did you do it? And he says, yes. She pauses for a second and she says, what did it cost you? And then he looks back, everything. And he was the same guy who said that the hardest choices require the strongest wills. I know he's a fictional character. I'm not saying he'd be like him. What I'm saying is there is truth in what he is saying. He sacrificed everything to get what he wanted done. In the same way that we must be willing to sacrifice our comfort. We must be willing to grind. We must be willing to give up and go without to achieve the goals we want for ourselves. That doesn't mean we're always going to have to do it, but we have to be willing. We have to be ready for the opportunity to present itself. Because when an opportunity presents itself, it will knock once, maybe twice. And after that, it's not going to knock again. And so you must be ready. You got to have your bags packed, ready to roll on a moment's notice. But a lot of people, they just hope that it'll be easier. They hope that another opportunity will come by because they don't want to give up their comfort. They don't want to give up where they're at. My friends, I was back from my best friend's wedding this last weekend. And I was back in my hometown that I hadn't really been in for a little while. And a lot of memories came flooding back. A lot of important memories came flooding back. Great seeing people, and it was great to be back. But part of me said, I don't want to leave. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back to the grind. I want to stay here at this oasis. And then I stopped myself. And I said, you know what? No. The oasis is only an oasis when there's a desert around it. When you're out there and you're grinding and you're working hard and you're trudging through the difficulties of life. You know, one of my best friends, not the one getting married, but another one, he is a author, he's a philosopher, he's a really wise and intelligent man. And he quoted Tolstoy to me the other day, and I can't get it out of my head. It was so amazing. He looked at me and he said, Austin, I gotta tell you something, because I was telling him about what I'm doing out here in Kansas City and all this stuff. And I looked at him and he looked at me and he said, Austin, let me tell you something. Tolstoy said this, a great story starts one of two ways. One, a man goes on a journey, or two, a stranger comes to town. And I paused when I first heard that and I said, my God, he's right. It's the guy goes, somebody goes on an adventure, or a stranger comes to their town and they're staying there. That's how the stories begin, that are super well known, super amazing. And my friends, we got to have that same mentality. We got to be willing to go on adventures, and we got to be willing to not push away strangers. Take risks to gain new opportunities and get that leg up. But we can't use the hope strategy to get here. You can't just hope things are going to get better. You got to actively work towards it. You got to always be willing to change. Always be willing to pack your bags at a moment's notice and make those sacrifices to get to your success. A farmer doesn't just throw seeds around hoping that they sprout. They're oftentimes very calculatedly planted. The same way that you have to calculate where you want to be, what results you want to achieve, what you want to bear fruit. You plant weeds, you're going to get thistles and thorns. You plant cash crops, that's what you're going to get. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. It's not easy. But that's why it's worth doing, my friends, because it's not easy. We can't use the hope strategy to get to where we want to go. We must accept the duality of hope. We must accept that it can be as equally dangerous as it can be a great tool to get to our destination. It's all in how you use it. Be aware of how you use hope, and don't let it use you to try to cheat the system. Because if you try to cheat the laws of the universe, you will pay the price. You can't avoid it. May not be today, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but you'll pay that price. The piper's gonna call, you're gonna hear his flute, and then you gonna pay. These old fairy tales, they've been watered down today. And a lot of very deep and very dark meanings, but they've been substituted out for the happily ever after that feels good going down, but it rots in the pit of your soul, gives you a stomach ache. My friends, you take care of yourselves. You are okay? You understand me? We live in dangerous times, uncertain times, and it's important for us to stick our heads on straight and be ready for whatever comes our way. Don't use the hope strategy. Make concrete, detailed plans to get to your destination of choice. My friends, you take care. Leave your thoughts, your comments below. If you liked what you heard, then you already know what to do. I'm not going to sit here and beg you. Take care, I'm out. Peace.